Soviet official predicts new ideas at Superpower Lunch and a report that Liz Dole will be UN ambassador. With Mutual News, I'm Becky Bailey in Washington. Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev flies to New York Tuesday for what's being called the ultimate power lunch the next day with President Reagan and President-elect Bush. Senior Soviet Communist Party official Nikolai Shislin characterized Gorbachev's visit.
We must consider Gorbachev's visit to the United States as a Christmas gift to the American people and to the mankind. As to me, I'm quite sure that Mr. Gorbachev will have in his pocket very interesting ideas.
Shislin appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. President-elect Bush reportedly plans to name Transportation Secretary Elizabeth Dole as U.N. ambassador. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution quotes sources for the report and says it's a done deal, but a spokesman for Bush denies the report. Argentine troops march towards confrontation. That story and more news in a moment.
Listen, I just figured out how we can get Mom and Dad to get us the IBM PS2 Model 25 we want.
How?
Well, easy. First, we convince them that they need a Model 25.
Huh?
For their taxes, their finances.
Oh.
Well, then we hit them with the, you have an IBM computer at the office, so you should have an IBM at home argument.
Oh, I still don't know if that's...
Well, then
right.
We pull out the big guns. See this ad? Read it. The Bring Home More Than You Pay For offer on the PS2 Model 25 through December 31st.
Well, they gotta get us one now.
Sure. See, there's up to a $3,500 instant IBM credit line.
Really?
For qualified buyers with no payments or interest until February.
Oh, I can feel the keyboard.
And there's free Microsoft Word, plus up to $100 in rebates for selected options.
Oh, I like options.
And when they bring the Model 25 home,
we'll put it in my room.
Your room? No, you mean my room.
No, I mean my room.
You mean my room?
I have the oldest room.
My room.
For complete information on the PS2 Model 25, contact your IBM authorized dealer today.
Troops loyal to Argentine President Raul Alfonsín are closing in on a rebel military stronghold in northern Buenos Aires. Two more Argentine army units have joined the rebellion. Tens of thousands of civilians have rallied in support of the government, support Secretary of State George Shultz shares.
We have made it very clear that we're completely on the side of President Alfonsín and on the side of democratic civilian rule. And I think it's worth noting that throughout Argentina, there are expressions of support for democratic civilian rule.
Alfonsín cut short a visit to the U.S. this week to deal with the rebellion. Pakistan's new Prime Minister, Benazir Bhutto, has appointed a new cabinet, bringing in three seasoned outsiders to make up for the lack of experience in her party. Tis the season many Americans are choosing their Christmas trees. Alan Grossberg, Christmas tree expert at Johnson's Flower Center in Chevy Chase, Maryland, has some tips.
The first thing you look at is this, make sure that it's got a good overall symmetrical shape. Nice and full, and of course you want to make sure it's fresh. The only way to do that is to kind of take a few branches between your fingers and bend them and make sure they're nice and pliable.
Grossberg says expect to pay $40 to $45 for a 6-foot-tall Douglas fir. 12 lottery tickets bear the magic numbers to win a share of New York's record $45 million+ jackpot. This is Mutual News.
Budget Rent-A-Car and American Express present Tips for Travelers. Caller 1.
Yeah, I've got 5 people going on a business trip together. Should I rent them 2 or 3 cars?
1.
1?
A Lincoln from Budget. Plenty of room for everybody. Next.
Come on. Won't a Lincoln put a squeeze on my wallet?
Nope. At Budget, it's only $39.79 a day. And don't forget the American Express card. Line 3.
What about the fine print? You know, mileage charges.
Budget gives you unlimited mileage on a Lincoln. And with the American Express card, you get travel privileges such as a network of over 1,200 travel service offices worldwide. No wonder frequent business travelers rate the American Express card best for their business travel expenses. Oops, the mileage at Budget is unlimited, but my time isn't. See ya.
Offer available at participating locations through January 31st with 7-day advance reservation. Some restrictions apply. Ask for details. Not available at some locations December 19th through January 2nd, 1989.
A 13-year-old boy who tucked away the script of a school play written by his teacher in 1932 reportedly preserved the only known copy of a drama by author George Orwell. The Sunday London Times reports the short historical drama entitled King Charles II will be auctioned at Sotheby's in London this month. Retired construction merchant Jeffrey Stevens says he never realized until many years later his one-time teacher was the famous author of 1984. From Washington, Becky Bailey, Mutual News.